You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Saturday, and I hope you're all having a great weekend and you're safe, and that you're not drinking disinfectants or beaming sunlight up your ass or taking hydroxychloroquine just because some cartoon president in America said it from a podium, okay? He's an idiot, and he is not a doctor. He's barely a real estate developer, and he's barely human. So don't take medical advice from him, okay? This is going to be kind of a serious podcast because of the situation that's developed on the website here in the last couple of days. Anybody that's been following the posts on the website has read the stories about Tristan. Tristan was a virgin faggot. I never met him until just a couple of days ago. Tristan wrote to me initially because he received a text message from a straight alpha that he was attracted to named Sebastian. And Sebastian, according to Tristan, was very hot, but he only knew Sebastian, you know, through a friend. You know, he's a friend of a friend. And they weren't friends. Tristan and Sebastian were never friends, really. They just knew of each other. But now he's got this text message, and Sebastian's inviting him over to his house. Now, look, I've been around the block a few times, okay? And I've been fucked on every corner of that block, okay? So when I heard that initial thing, I thought my alarm bells were going off right away. You know, why is this straight alpha inviting Tristan to come over to his house? You know, a young, no alpha, basically, no alpha, straight or gay, is going to invite basically a stranger over to their house for just no reason. Like, oh, I just thought of you and I wanted you to come over and hang out. That doesn't happen, okay? Men always have reasons. So right then and there, I thought, this seems a little funny, you know. But Tristan was very excited because here he was getting this text to come over and hang out with this guy that was super hot and wanted to hang out with him. I mean, any faggot would probably crawl across 10 miles of broken glass to be with an alpha like that, right? So, you know, I advised Tristan before that first meeting to shave his pussy, shave his groin, you know, all his pubic hair off, and get ready, lube up, whatever, just in case, because I didn't know it was going to happen, you know. So Tristan went over there, and he was, you know, sexually assaulted is a kind word for what happened, okay? He was basically gangbanged by Sebastian and two of his friends, okay? So that happened. And Tristan came back the next day texting me, telling me about what happened, and I was pretty horrified. But right in the middle of the conversation, Sebastian texted Tristan again to come over. And Tristan basically, what's the text version of hung up on me, you know, stopped communicating and said, I got to go by, you know, and he went back over there and he was basically raped again. And, after the second time, and I got that full story, I wrote the post that I wrote about that situation that got all this, negative criticism from multiple alphas on Tumblr anyway, and that they were thinking that I was endorsing rape, which, you know, I'm going to get back to that. But I advised Tristan not to go back the third time. Okay, I was like, I don't think you should go back over there, but he was going to go over, you know, and he said, you know, he wants me to come over, I need to go over there. So, you know, I can't make anybody make a choice one way or the other, you know. I'm just here to try to advise, you know, and report what happens, you know. So, Tristan, this latest post, pretty horrifying. Tristan walked in the door over at Sebastian's house, and he had 10 guys there waiting. And they pounced on him, and they gang-raped him. Like, seriously, gang-raped him over and over again, repeatedly violating him and, you know, pissing in his mouth, slapping him when he didn't drink all of the piss, that kind of thing, you know. Really, really horrifying alpha pack behavior. You know, that's what it is, okay? Alphas, when they get in packs, you know, like a wolf pack, but for alphas, they goad each other into more and more depraved things, you know. That's why gay orgies become so extreme, because it's a group of men in a confined place, and they are revved up sexually, and they're pushing each other to further and further depths of, you know, aggression and whatever, you know. And poor Tristan was right in the middle of it, you know. And they, you know, they ravaged him, you know, and it was I'm sure it was a very horrifying experience for Tristan. And he came back and he passed out for hours, and then he finally got back to me, and he was bleeding from his rectum, I guess. I don't know. I mean, you can have damage to the asshole itself, okay, the sphincter, or you can have damage internally, you know, like, you know, there could be a polyp or something that gets, hit and injured and it bleeds. The lining there of the area is very thin, and it can be, scratched open or whatever, torn, depending on what happens to it. And so, that can cause some bleeding. Now, to Tristan's credit, he listened to me this time when Sebastian wanted him to go back again for a fourth go-around. I convinced Tristan not to go. He was going to go. I convinced him not to go, and I asked him if he should maybe go see the police, and he refused to do that. And, you know, if he's still bleeding in a couple of days, I'm going to convince him to go to the doctor. Now, I do have some experience with this, obviously. I was raped when I was almost 20 years old, and I bled for almost 2 days after my rape. I did not go to the doctor, and I did not go to the police. And frankly, a lot of rape victims do not, male rape victims do not go to the authorities. So that's the story to this point. And hopefully Tristan comes out of this okay, you know. I mean, I came out of my rape okay, and I know other people that have. It's not like he's just destroyed. He seemed like a strong kid, and, you know, I will be here to talk to him and try to comfort him as best I can, you know. This is how I am with all the people that I talk to, you know. So, I'm invested in it now, and I want to see him succeed. I do sense that he really wants to be a good faggot. He wants to be a faggot that is valued by his owner, like just virtually any faggot wants, you know. So, but I will say this. The accusation leveled against me, calling me a rape apologist or somebody who condones rape or advertises rape as a fun thing to do. Anybody who says that is fucking wrong. Okay? You're fucking wrong. You're not thinking clearly. If you go through my archives, you will find post after post after post of me decrying rape and decrying violence against faggots and decrying even degradation of faggots. I do talk about those things because they happen. I do talk about those things because that's the reality. But I am not endorsing rape. And I am not endorsing degradation, and I am not endorsing violence toward faggots as some sort of fetish thing. Okay? That's for amateur cash masters who don't know what the fuck they're doing. That's for sadistic men who think that that makes them tougher. That's for insecure men. I don't endorse that. And the people who were accusing me of endorsing that, you are fucking wrong, period. And I am not bending on that. Just don't fucking, don't follow me, don't talk to me, just stay away from me then, okay? I have been raped, okay? I know what I'm talking about. I am a faggot who has been raped. I know better than you. If you're an alpha, you've never been raped, okay? You've never been in that situation. You've never needed an example of things to watch out for, okay? Faggots need that, and I give it to them. All those stories, all the countless stories of this type of thing that I have chronicled on my website stand as a testament, as a warning to faggots everywhere. And you know what? Here's the truth. Faggots understand what I'm saying. Alphas don't understand it. Because alphas are not in that situation. Alphas don't have to worry about getting raped. They're not in that, they're never going to be in that situation. They don't know. They only see it from the protector alpha kind of mentality, which is commendable. And here's the thing, like, I commend them for that stance, but they don't know what they're talking about as far as what faggots need to know. I do. And that's one of the reasons why I have those stories on my website. Because I want faggots to understand that this is part of being a faggot. This is part of the danger of being a faggot. This is what you have to be careful of. This is what some of the decisions you have to make about what you are. You know, there are some faggots who get off on violence. They want to be beaten up, okay? I disagree with that, but that's their thing. That's what they want to have happen to themselves. Well, I can't judge them for that. Those things exist in our world. This thing exists. This type of thing exists as part of the spectrum of human sexuality. I'm not going to deny that. Other people want to deny it. They want to say, let's decry this thing that happens, but let's just pretend like it doesn't. Or let's just wag our finger and shake our heads and go, oh, that's terrible. You know, there's more to it than that. And as far as I'm concerned, it's just another form of censorship. Like, we all, now we all have to conform to what this alpha thinks or that alpha thinks about everything. No, on certain issues, alphas don't know what the fuck they're talking about. How about that? This is one of them. Find yourself in that situation and then come talk to me. Okay? Not only have I been raped, but I've been attacked and, like, nearly raped before, too. And I fought it off. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And anybody that... you need to come in at me with credentials, okay? Not just, hey, I'm an alpha male, so you need to listen to me. Bullshit. There are some things you don't know. And you're not in that situation. I've been in it. So I know what I'm talking about, and I know what faggots need. Period. And this website is going to continue to offer the truth. It's not going to be... my website is not a fantasy website. I've never written fantasy stories about things. I've never written, I've never moved into, like fetishy kind of descriptions of things. I've always just told it how it is. And the true stories that I chronicle on the website are true. And they stand there as a testament. Sometimes it's a testament to the most incredible acts of bravery on the part of my fag brothers, or incredible generosity on in the case of some alphas, and some just jaw-dropping stories. And then there are times like this. There's a dark side, and we all have to kind of face that together. Okay? Drawing lines and building walls and saying, this person is wrong because he doesn't agree 100% with my view on life. Well, you need to be able to see my view first before you can say that. And you can't. All right? And here's another thing, you know, that really bothers me too about this is that I have a long, long history. Dating all the way back to the very beginning of this website, back in 2015, of helping people. I mean, there isn't anybody anywhere on the internet, I don't think. As far as I know, I don't know of them, okay? But there's nobody that has done this much work in helping other people find themselves. How many alphas have I helped discover fag worship? How many? A lot. I could start ticking them off, okay? How many faggots have I helped find their way to fulfillment? It's incalculable. Do you understand? I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying it as a statement of fact. You know, while a lot of these alphas are just busy fucking faggots and living their life and doing whatever, I'm out here working. And I have changed lives. All right? And that deserves some amount of respect. Even if I am just a faggot, it deserves respect. Because I have the correct intention. And I am not going to be lectured about my poor attitude toward rape, if that's what you want to call it. I don't have a poor attitude toward rape, and I don't have a poor attitude toward service. I encourage it, and I have been encouraging it, and I have helped a lot of people. I have helped a lot of people, and I don't run around broadcasting testimonials, but I get them all the fucking time, all right? So don't come at me with your bullshit saying that I'm some sort of bad influence. That's bullshit. It is total bullshit. If you don't like what I do here, then fine. Then we have a disagreement, a fundamental disagreement. But if you're going to just denigrate me for the sake of denigrating me, then you're wrong. Because I do a lot of work here, and I do a lot of good work here. And I'm going to continue to do good work here. And no alpha, nobody is going to stop me. Nobody is going to take away the joy that I get in helping people. Period. I'm not going to do it. You're not going to do that to me. So figure out what you're going to want to do about it. I don't give a fuck, all right? But that's the truth. I am going to continue to help people, and I'm going to continue to advise people. Faggots who understand what I'm saying get me, and they defend me. They understand what I'm doing. And alphas who know me and have benefited from what I've taught or helped, you know, them to understand, they defend me too. They know me. They understand my intentions are good. I don't understand where these other alphas are coming from with this. I don't know what it is, but they're wrong. They're 100% fucking wrong. They don't know what I'm teaching. They don't know where I've been. They don't know me, and they don't know this end of the hierarchy, the hierarchical spectrum, okay? They don't understand it. I do. I've been there. I've lived it. So get out of my way, because I'm not stopping for you, okay? Anyway, that wasn't very faggy, but I don't give a fuck, okay? It's got to be said. I don't endorse rape, okay? I don't know how else I can say it. I guess I could put it in the fucking header. I don't know, but, you know, it's, I can't make it any clearer except for 5 years of writing about it. I don't know. But anyway, that's all I got. So I hope you guys have a good weekend, and I hope that you're safe and happy, and I don't rape anybody, okay? Does that help? Anyway, I'll talk to you later. I love you. Bye.